The Torah teaches us, Uboy Sidbak, that a person has to connect himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ubishmoy Tishaveya, and then you could swear in his name. And of course, the question is, what is the Pasuk trying to teach us? The Maram Shik explains that the Gemara Masechta Menachos teaches us that the world was created with two letters, with the Yod and the Kei, Ki Bika Hashem Tzur Olamim. And he explains that the letter He is the letter with which Olam Haza was created, and the letter Yod is the letter with which Olam Haba was created. Why? He says He stands for Hevel. Hevel means things not of real worth. And he explains that this world is Hevel. This world is really not a world of significance. Yud stands for Yesh, substance, significance. And that's what the real world is all about, Olam Haba. But he goes on to explain, that's why, on the other hand, Chazal say, Yofa Sha'achas B'tshuva Masam Tovim B'Olam Haza, more valuable is just 1 hour of life in this world, Mikol Olam Chai Olam Haba. So, Armed Chazal asks the Maram Shik, teaching us that Olam Haza is so much more worthwhile than all of Olam Haba. How do we reconcile these two Mamore Chazal? So he explains that it depends what you do with Olam Haza. He says, if a person takes the Olam Haza, takes the Gashmius and the Olam Haza and turns it into Ruchnius, then this world is extremely valuable. As Chazal teach us, he says, Misha Tarach Be'erev Shabbos, the person who prepares for Shabbos before Shabbos, Yoichel B'Shabbos. The person who spends his life in Olam Haza, doing the right thing, doing mitzvahs, learning Torah, for him this world is extremely valuable. And that's what he says, Ki B'Ko Hashem Tzur Olamim, the Yud and the Hay, we can make this world a world of Yud if we spend our lives in this world doing what's important. And we can make, unfortunately, the next world a world of Hay if we come to the next world with nothing to show. So he says, that's what the Pasuk says, V'atam advekim b'shem elokeichem chayim kulchem hayoyim. What pshat chayim kulchem hayoyim? How do we say chayim kulchem? Life is a singular. How do we say kulchem? So the Pasuk is teaching us that if we take the Bo Sidbok, we connect the Yud to the Hay. We make the Hay into a Yud. If we make even the Olam Haza, which is Hevel, into Yud, then we are people hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim. We connect. Hadveikim means to connect. We connect this world and then the next world. And you are a person, ubishmoy tishava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at you and he says, you are the person for whom I created the world, a person who is able to connect this world and next world, the Olam Haza and the Olam Haba. And the Pasuk says in this week's parasha, V'atama Hashem shoyl mi'imach, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from us? Ki'im lira. And Chazal say, in Masechet Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Chayiv Adam Levarech Mei Brachos B'chol Yoyim. A person has to say 100 brachos every day. Shneimer Ma Hashem Shoyel, says the Gemara Al Tikri Ma Ela Meya. You have to say 100 brachos a day. And the question is, why is saying brachos so absolutely necessary? Furthermore, Chazal teaches in Masechet Brachos Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. If somebody has any benefit from this world without making the proper bracha first, mal. Just like we know, if somebody goes to the Reis HaMikdash and takes something which belongs to Hegdash and uses it for his own purpose, it's considered mila. Here too, benefiting from something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in this world without properly first making a bracha is mila. Ma takante, says the Gemara, what should he do? So the question is, if unfortunately somebody didn't make a bracha, so what he's supposed to do is, from now on, accept upon himself that he's going to make brachas. What pshat that a yelech echetzel chacham? They should go to the chacham that the Torah is teaching us. Go to the chacham. So the Sefer Nezi Yisrael explains. We know that the Chazal teach us lo nitna Torah el lo'eichle mon. The Torah was given to the people who ate the mon in the Midbar. What do Chazal mean to teach us? That the people who ate the mon in the Midbar, they did not have any concern of earning a living. They got mon, they had water, they had clothing. They were able to devote their lives to learning Torah and doing mitzvahs because they had no other responsibilities. But the Gemara Masech the Saita, Daf Yudal Raman Aleph says, Dorosher Bleshim Reb Smoloi, but the main man, the Savah Moshe Rabbeinu Lekonis Let Yisrael. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu so anxious to go into Let Yisrael? El Kachom and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Habi Mitzvahs Nestav Yisrael. There are many mitzvahs we have. The aim is Skyman El Beretz Yisrael. Could only be fulfilled in Let Yisrael. Ech Nois Anila Aretz. I want to be able to enter Eretz Yisrael, that all those mitzvahs that I couldn't fulfill in Chutz Laretz, Kedei Shiskaimu Kulan Al Yadei. And the question is, what mitzvahs do we have in Eretz Yisrael that we don't have in Chutz Laretz? If we think about it, the mitzvahs that we have in Eretz Yisrael that we don't have in Chutz Laretz are mitzvahs at Tluyas Baretz, mitzvahs that are depending on our working the ground, planting and working. And then we have all the mitzvahs, Matnas Naniyim, Leket Shechapeya, Trumas, Maisris, etc. Moshe Rabbeinu said, in the Midbar, I did not have the opportunity to do mitzvahs that show that the Gashmias could become Ruchnias. The mitzvahs that are so connected to Gashmias. What could be a better example of mitzvahs that are connected to Gashmias than mitzvahs of Tluyas Baretz? And Moshe Rabbeinu said, those mitzvahs are the mitzvahs that I'm missing. And those mitzvahs are the mitzvahs that I'm here in the world for. I'm here in the world to do mitzvahs that could elevate the Gashmis into Ruchnias. Chazal say, Kol anenim olim hazeh b'loi bracha. It doesn't mean that you didn't make the bracha. Of course, nobody eats without making a bracha first. If somebody doesn't bring the bracha into olim hazeh, if somebody came to this world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world and he didn't put the Ruchnius into the Olam Hazeh, then he missed why he's Olam Hazeh. So my Yaseh, what should he do? He should go to the Chacham. He should go to the Talmud Chacham. And the Talmud Chacham, the people like Moshe Rabbeinu and his students in all future generations, teach us to infuse Kedusha into Gashmias. And that's what you need a Chacham for. That's not just telling us that in a cup of water you make a Shahakal and then on a piece of cake you make a Mezoinus. It teaches us a different meaning to our life. A life should become not just Olam Hazeh, not just a fleeting moment, but we should connect our life to Olam Haba. And that's Pshat why Chazal said, Chayiv Odom, Levarach Mea Brachas B'Kol Yoyim. A person has to take all day long, make everything in his life a bracha. The whole day, every aspect of what he does during the day has to become a bracha, has to become Ruchnius. And that's shot in another famous Divrei Chazal in our parsha. The pasuk says, Ma Hashem Shoyel Mi'imach, Ki im lira. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks is just for Yerushimayim. And the Gemara asks him, Sechta brachas taflim ha-gimel ha-mebeis, Otu yira milsa zitrusuhi. Ki im, all that I'm asking for you from is just for some Yerushimayim. So ask the Gemara, is Yerushimayim something insignificant? Says the Gemara, in. Legaba Moshe milsa zitrusuhi. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it was something not very difficult. So all the Mepharshim ask, how did the Gemara answer the question? If by Moshe Rabbeinu Yerushimayim is not that difficult, so how does that make it not difficult for us? So he says, so the Nezi Yisrael says, now it's very understandable. When Moshe Rabbeinu, what the Gemara means to say is, if we learn the lesson of Moshe Rabbeinu, If we learn the lesson of infusing all of the Gashmias with Ruchnias, then Yiras Shamayim will come very easily. We just have to learn that lesson. And the Pasuk says in this week's parasha, as Moshe Rabbeinu reports what he experienced when he was on Har Sinai, when he was on Shemayim, he says, Lechem lo yachalti, umayim lo shasisi, I didn't eat, I didn't drink. And most Mepharshim understand the Pasuk as Moshe Rabbeinu reporting his experiences in Shemayim when he was there for the 40 days and 40 nights to receive the Torah. But I saw a pshat from the Kosovo Rebbe. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu was actually saying, Lechem lo yachalti, mayim lo shasisi. He was saying, I lost an opportunity. Yes, I was up in Shemayim to receive the Torah. What greater experience can there be than receiving the Torah? But Moshe Rabbeinu says, but when I was in Shemayim, I didn't eat, I didn't drink, I didn't have the opportunity to take Gashmias and make it into Ruchnias. And I recognize that that is what the greatest opportunity a person can have. And as great of an experience and a great of an opportunity to bring Torah to Klal Yisrael, I want you to know I was Maisa Nefesh for you, Klal Yisrael, because I lost 40 days of my life where I could have made Gashmias into Ruchnias. Lechem lo yichalti, mayim lo shasisi, I lost those 40 days to be able to do so.